Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You brought up a name to me off air for DC. I can't imagine him taking it, but that would be Marvin Lewis.
Yep.
Well, obviously
I would consider him.
Well, I consider him. I'd hire him.
Yeah, I would too.
I just have a very difficult time believing that a guy with as much head coaching experience, I mean, he coached the Cincinnati Bengals for 100 years.
A long time.
And had very good success. He won a bunch of division titles. Obviously, he was unable to get over the hump and win a playoff game. We all know that, and they probably should have gotten rid of him a few years earlier. But I just have a very difficult time believing at his age, with all his head coaching experience, he'd want to go back to being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and I don't know. But, I mean, I would certainly consider him if he was. I mean, remember, he was, for people that don't know, he was the defensive coordinator of the 2000 Ravens. So that's a pretty good resume right there.
Also spent the year, I think, with Washington as defensive coordinator, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, he was a – I'd actually probably take him over Greg Williams, to be perfectly honest with you.
I don't know about that. Based on his history and
I'll
take either one. I'll take either one. And you would make him a guy like that, just like with Greg Williams, you probably would give him a title of – you know, defensive coordinator, assistant head coach.
Well, you'd have to pay them a lot of money.
Well,
I mean, you'd have to pay because I would just think a guy like him who's been coaching for so long.
No, I'm sure you have to pay him. You have to pay him something. Sure.
Well, something. I think you have to pay him almost head coaching money.
Maybe.
Why would he do it?
I don't know.
I just have a tough. Well, that's. You know, I don't know.
The only reason I say that, bro, is because coaches like they coach. You know, they coach.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I mean, maybe he doesn't want. He wants to get away from the game for a while. I don't know, but I just throw that name out because I'm trying to think of other guys beside Greg Williams. Who I would say, wow, you know what? Okay, that excites me that they're hiring him
as
a defensive coordinator.
Steve Spagnuolo, he's out there.
Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, great success with the Giants,
not terrible. That's not terrible. Steve Spagnuolo is not terrible.
I do think it's important to probably bring in a guy with head coaching experience. What they did in L.A., what Sean McVay did in L.A. seems
right.
like the template.
Yeah, I agree.
Bringing in
right.
a guy like
right.
Wade Phillips who, you know, had a lot of head coaching experience, you know, and some decent head coaching experience, too, when you look at his resume. And a guy that you trust to run the defense. So it's going to be very interesting to see the next step. I mean, overall, this is an intriguing offseason for both New York teams. The quarterback situation with the Giants, obviously.
Yep.
Now, the more I think about it with Nick Foles, I know, and I made you this comment, I was listening to one of the Philly sports stations 2 weeks ago, and somebody said, I'd be afraid to trade Nick Foles like I'm getting rid of Joe Montana. I'd almost view it similarly if I'm acquiring him. I'd be afraid to acquire Nick Foles. I'd be afraid.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That all that magic in Philadelphia.
Couldn't agree with you more, bro.
It's not going to happen with me.
And we've seen this a million times. I mean, if the Giants brought Nick Foles in here, and I don't think that's going to happen, but if the Giants brought him in here and they dumped Eli, Nick Foles is the quarterback, the pressure on Nick Foles is off the charts. Forget it. I mean, these guys, forget it. You know, especially coming to a division rival now and being the quarterback there. I'm with you on that. I'd be very leery of Nick Foles outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think if you're a team without a quarterback entirely and you feel
maybe
like
maybe if you're in Jacksonville, it wouldn't be as bad.
Right, because you
know, right.
Well,
you
Jacksonville's
know?
Almost perfect because, A, it's not the media market
right,
in New York.
Right, right.
Number one. Number two, this year was a disaster, but the expectations coming into this season was compete to get to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And there was certainly a belief they had the talent to do it. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Leonard Fournette and T.J. Yeldon and some of the weapons on offense. But I think a situation like that makes more sense because of there being less pressure than coming to a big city where you're replacing a guy that's already won two Super Bowls. But if I had to bet, and a lot of it is what happened to Nick Foles when he left Philadelphia the first time. Remember, he had great success under Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur.
He did.
He leaves Philadelphia and was a bad quarterback. He wasn't very good.
Yep.
He comes back as a backup, almost forgotten about. And obviously the last 2 years has these great runs. You know, last year wins a Super Bowl. This year wins a playoff game, comes very close to winning another playoff game. I would be very fearful that I'm not getting that from Nick Foles.
No, I'd be concerned if I, especially with the Giants. I think that would be a tough one with the Giants.
Well, I think with the Giants, it's becoming more and more the safe choice and the right choice to obviously make sure Eli's on board, but to draft a quarterback and keep him around.
I would agree. I agree with that.
Now, and obviously the caveat to that is if Eli Manning doesn't want to be around. If Eli Manning says, I want to start, I don't want to be the caretaker to a young quarterback, and I don't know if he'd say that. I don't know what's going through his mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I think that's safer than bringing in another veteran quarterback to do the same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And as far as the draft, I mean, Kyler Murray being in the draft is probably a good thing because, and I don't know if he's going to go in the top half of the first round. I'd be scared of drafting him. I mean, I got a guy who's got guaranteed money to play baseball. I don't know what he's going to be at the next level anyway, as great of a college season as he had this year. I'm not convinced he's going to be the next superstar in the National Football League, but it definitely adds more to the talent pool, which, if anything, you know, maybe you get lucky and it drops Dwayne Haskins down a slot or two.
There was even talk about him playing both sports. Now, I know guys have done it.
How would he do that?
Like I said, Bo Jackson's done it. Deion did it. I understand that. But if you're a quarterback, I don't know if you can do it being a quarterback. You know, it's one thing if you're a running back, defensive back. Yeah, you're a quarterback. I don't know if you can play two sports.
I think it's more impossible to do it now than 20, 30 years ago. Number one, the position, you're right. I just think the time we live in where the investment in the quarterback.
Well, that's true, too.
I think that changes things. I don't think there's any shot he's going to be able to do both. And I understand why he'd enter the draft. I mean, think about the negotiating power he has right now with the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the A's look at him and say, my God, this guy's a threat. You know, he could be drafted.
Well, I mean, if he was the number one pick in the draft, you know, be tough to say, okay, I'm not going to play football. You know what I mean?
It really comes down to what he wants, but I also don't think he's the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, probably not.
Well,
the size isn't
there.
I mean, he does not have the size that you like. Now, I know Baker Mayfield didn't have it either, Drew Brees, but he's even smaller than those guys.
That's what I was going to say. You're right about those guys, but he's smaller than both of them.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think there are two things that are hurting him. Number one is size, and number two, I would be afraid if I'm using a premium pick on a guy like that he's got that threat to just go play baseball. I wouldn't want to waste a pick worrying about that. And it's funny, we talked a few weeks ago about, hey, what happened to Charlie Ward? Guy won a Heisman Trophy. He was never even drafted in the NFL draft. So I went back and looked, and one of the fears was everybody was afraid. They were afraid of using a pick on him because he wasn't making a commitment to football. So they were afraid to draft him. Now, I don't think Kyler Murray would go undrafted because I think there would be a team probably relatively early, probably in the second or third round, that said, blanket, let me just draft the kid. Kid's got a lot of talent. Let's take a shot in a later round,
you just take a flyer on a guy.
Right. So I don't think it would be the same thing as Charlie Ward, but I would be worried as a franchise to draft a kid like that who's got that ability to say, hey, I'm going to go get my guaranteed money and play baseball.
Who do you think is going to be number one pick in a draft? You think Haskins is going to be it? Somebody's going to trade up for Haskins? Kingsbury likes him? I don't know.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Rich Eisen reported already that they're going to keep Josh Rosen, that they're not doing something like that, even though Cliff Kingsbury's on tape is saying, if I had the number one.
I know.
Come on, that's common, though. We all say things, and then when we're actually in that situation, we say, wait a second, I don't know if I should actually do that. So it's not a surprise that Cliff Kingsbury's going to flip-flop, if you will, on that. I do think Haskins is going to end up going earlier because when you're desperate for a quarterback, you do what it takes to get him.
You know, it's funny. When he during the season, you didn't hear – and you knew he was eligible to come here because he was, you know, a redshirt sophomore. So he has, you know, his 3 years there already. You knew he was eligible to come out for the draft. During the season, you didn't hear much about it.
Right.
And that he was going to be a high draft pick. And as it's gone closer and closer now as we get through the college season – he's become, it's a no doubt that he's going to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Does seem like that happens a lot, though.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I think two things. Number one, he's a quarterback.
Yep.
And when you're desperate for a quarterback, even if the guy's not the next, you know, name it, Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or whoever it is, Baker Mayfield, the way he looks so far, your stock's just naturally going to go up. If you're the prettiest girl in the room at the quarterback position, your stock's just going to go up.
Right. Right.
And that's not to say Dwayne Haskins is not that good. I think Dwayne Haskins has a chance to be a pretty good quarterback in this league.
Yep.
But your value is just naturally going to go up. That's why I always assume, and that's why the Giants at six, I still think, are going to have to trade up.
To
get him particularly.
Yes.
I just doubt that the quarterbacks, with all the teams that need quarterbacks, even if that number is not as big as it usually is, that somebody is going to move heaven and earth to move up and try to get the guy. Because we see how desperate everybody is. We see what the Jets were doing last year. We saw what Philadelphia did to get Carson Wentz, what the Rams did to get Jared Goff. You do whatever it takes to go get that guy. Because teams are so desperate. Well, there's a quarterback's league. So I don't think it's a surprise that as well as he played down the stretch, that his stock started to move up. And I think that's only going to continue as the draft comes.
Yeah. No, he will probably be, I said top 10, he'll probably be a top 5 pick.
Oh, yeah. I'm confident
he'll be in the top 5, Haskins.
I don't know if it's number 1 overall, because it's going to have to be a trade.
Right.
I just don't think the Cardinals are going to end up taking a quarterback a year after they took Rosen.
Well, I think anybody who drafts him is going to probably have to trade up to get him, whether it's the Giants, whether it's the Jaguars, whether it's the Dolphins. I mean, any of those teams, they're going to probably have to trade up to get the guy.
Yeah, just based on who's picking where, because the top three teams off the top don't need a quarterback.
Well, the Jets don't.
Right. Arizona, San Francisco, and the Jets.
That's right.
Those three teams don't need a quarterback.
Right, and we don't know about the Raiders. We don't know what Gruden's thinking yet.
I think the Raiders and even Tampa Bay are a little bit of a wild card. I know they're saying all the right things about how Jameis Winston's going to be there and Bruce Arians is going to fix him. Yeah, but he's also on his last chance. You know, let's face it, no question. Jameis Winston's not getting three more years.
No question.
So I can't rule them out. So I think the Raiders and Tampa are similar at 4-5, where it wouldn't shock me if they took a quarterback. And that's where the threat is. The threat isn't necessarily between them taking a quarterback, though they could. It's the team that jumps up and takes one. The Denver Broncos need a quarterback.
Oh.
I mean, Case Keenum is not the long-term answer.
Of course not.
You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are one slot behind the Giants, obviously need a quarterback.
Obviously.
We mostly figured that a year ago. Yep. Now it's painfully obvious. Yep.
And the Dolphins need one. Let's be honest. I mean, Miami needs a quarterback.
Sure.
I mean, there's no doubt. I guess they don't have a coach yet, but I mean, I guess Flores is going to be the coach. They need a quarterback.
No question. It's going to be more difficult for them to move up because they're back at 13. Jacksonville's at 7. Yeah.
Right.
So the Giants at 6, Jacksonville
at 7. And the
Broncos
are even behind that, right?
Broncos at 10.
That's right. They're ahead of Miami. They went 6-10.
And Washington, too, you got to think about because of what's going on with Alex Smith.
Right,
and they're at 15. But Washington and Miami, it's going to be more difficult for them to jump over the Giants than it would be for Jacksonville. The Giants themselves, obviously, to move up a little bit to ensure they get them. And Denver, just because they're closer to the top of the draft. So it should be very interesting as this offseason starts. But we do have a couple of games this weekend, which are the best of the best. AFC and NFC title game.
Indeed.
Which we'll get into.
One against two.
Not bad. First time we've had that since 15. Where it was New England, Denver, and Carolina with the 15-win year.
Mm-hmm.
And
they beat the Cardinals,
didn't they? Cardinals, right. Yeah, yeah. Cardinals had a big year that year. 13-3.
That was Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
Hell of a job he did.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.